find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, on this Monday, the 19th of March, 2007. For some reason, Mr. Producer, this is sounding like, there's an old term, folks, in radio, it's sounding like hammered crap. it's overdriving someplace, and I don't know exactly where it's at. All right, so at any rate, we'll get this problem straightened around. At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, I have no scheduled guests, just a backlog of information I want to run through. It always bothers me when I do radio and we schedule out guests, and I generally have guests up for 2 hours. And when that happens, that precludes you from adding other information. So this is a way to catch up. Because I always have that nagging feeling, gosh, you know, I wanted to mention that, or that was important, or whatever. So here's one of the days I get to do it. By the way, Mark Kornke is out of prison. I talked to Paul Tepetti. Actually, I talked to Mark today on the phone, and he may be calling into the broadcast later. You can imagine, after being in prison for 7 years, there's a lot you need to catch up on. So at any rate, he may be calling into the program a little bit later. If not, it'll be scheduled out for another day. 7 years in prison, ladies and gentlemen, for doing, well, absolutely nothing. 7 years. But the good news is that he's not on parole. He was sentenced from 3 to 7 years. Well, they made him spend all of the 7 years in prison. But the good news about that is, there's no parole, no restrictions, no little tags hanging around your ankles, free and clear of your taskmasters or what they think they are. So at any rate, that is good news. And hopefully he's got some time today to call in. I talked to Paul Tepetti from Poker Face. He actually went up to Michigan from Pennsylvania to go see him. And I talked to Paul. He got back to Philadelphia, and he was wrung out. He had talked so much, he had laryngitis. But last night I talked to him. I said, just gargle with some salt water, colloidal silver, if you got it today. He's just fine. So that's a good thing for a singer-songwriter and band member and band leader. You don't want to lose your voice. At any rate, break coming up here. We'll get into the news as it's coming out. Here's an email from Mark himself. He says, well, as a matter of fact, I'm out and getting busy right away. All is going forward as planned, and I'm working to make available the book series Battle for the Republic, which I've read 2 out of the 3 books already, which I've been working on over the years. If you'd like to hear more about them, listen to the Intelligence Report tonight, Friday, March 16, 2007. The book is ready to go, and I think you'll enjoy it. Anyway, do me a favor and let everybody know I'll be up and covering a number of subjects. God bless and keep you. Yours in victory, Mark Gregory Kornke. We'll take the break here, folks. Be right back after this break.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, we are back here. Yeah, it still sounds the same to me. Let me crank it up a little bit. Oh, that's a little bit better. All right, if I start feeding back in here, make your adjustments. On the issue here of Mr. Gonzalez, that's right, the Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, that was George Bush's friend and protectorate when he was governor of Texas. The Senator predicts Gonzalez will be forced out in a week. Now, this is from McClatchy Newspapers. And I said this last week, that if Chuckie Schumer is in on this deal, you can probably be sure that nothing's going to happen. I've been looking at some of the possible replacements they're naming for Mr. Gonzalez. And we got somebody in there that was a retread over the guy that gave us the Patriot Act. Oh, that's right. The other attorney general. Another stacked deck, folks. But the problem with this is just bouncing the attorney general out is not going to solve anything. The latest flap here is about, they wanted to get rid of federal judges. Well, or federal prosecutors, rather. Well, somebody was brought in to do exactly that, and they were going to get rid of almost 100 federal prosecutors. Now, evidently, they weren't prosecuting the way the federal government wants its victims, its citizens prosecuted. So, Gonzalez is going to try to slip out the back door, but people want him in front of a congressional panel to actually ask questions. See, and this is what happens all the time. You know, these guys get caught, and then they're just shuffled off into hinterland for a year or two, or they pop up as a CEO of a corporation, or they're well paid for their traitorous activity against the American people via the U.S. government and their appointments, and never to be seen or heard from again. But if they do, not in politics, but if they do, they pop up, as I said, in well-paid CEO positions or wherever. They call it going into the private sector. That's funny to me, in a fascist state, going into the private sector. The top Democrat predicted Sunday that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez will be forced from his job within a week for the Justice Department's mishandling of the firing of eight U.S. attorneys, including Arizona's Paul Carlton. Senator Chuckie Schumer, the Possum Schumer, Democrat out of New York, also proposed a short list of three Republican replacements that he said could win Senate confirmation. The White House has a real chance to clear the air, to restore faith in the rule of law will come first and politics second in the Justice Department, not the other way around. Schumer, who's leading the Senate inquiry into the firing, said on NBC's Meet the Press. The three lawyers Schumer said Democrats might support to replace Gonzalez are Michael B. Mukasey, who returned last year to the private sector after serving as Chief U.S. District Court Judge of the Southern District of New York, Larry Thompson, who left the Justice Department in 2003 after serving as Deputy Attorney General under, oh, that's right, the other Attorney General, John Ashcroft, James Comey, who left the Justice Department in 2005 after serving as Thompson's replacement. Now, Chuckie's statement was just one of several by both Democrats and Republicans on Sunday that indicated that the controversy over the dismissals of the U.S. attorneys is not likely to die down anytime soon. Another top Senate Democrat says he'll insist that key White House officials testify under oath when they're called before Congress to discuss the firings. Senator Pat Leahy, Democrat out of Vermont, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said on ABC's This Week that he's sick and tired of the administration's changing explanation for the dismissals. And again, folks, the problem being that they're not going to cook their own. You know, if somebody applies enough heat to your backside via the political blowtorch, you're not going to necessarily roll over because all these people are compromised to begin with. Do you think that Alberto Gonzalez's greatest sin here is the cover-up of the firing of, or attempted firing of these prosecutors? I don't think so. Not by a long shot. So, you know, it's just business as usual in Washington, D.C. Who should be on the hot seat right now? I would say that it would be Mr. Bush himself. And then we can dump his cronies as the real criminal charges and the real criminality comes to the surface. By the way, Congressman McKinney, former Congressman McKinney, I should say, she was at a March 2 fundraiser for Pacifica radio station, KPFK in Los Angeles. Voting is necessary, but it isn't enough to get the kind of change we must now demand. Cynthia, if you're on a quest for truth, it's called the Constitution. She said in the speech, I'm hoping there are some folks here tonight who have never been to an event like this before. I'm hoping that people are so moved by their own intolerable circumstances that they're now willing to do something different in order to get something they've never had before. Not quite sure what that means, but I'll continue. For in order to solve the massive problems this country now has, it can no longer be business as usual for the critical mass of us. Whether it's the thawing tundra in Siberia or the melting glaciers in Greenland, our contribution to global warming is something that must be dealt with. Cynthia, hold on a second here. Why do you think they called it Greenland? Because at one time, Greenland was green, okay? It was not necessarily covered by ice. And we go through these cyclical things. As reported a couple of weeks ago, that 90% of Earth scientists now say that human beings on planet Earth, 90% of them are saying that the major contribution to global warming is because of us here on planet Earth. And this is a type of control, folks. Global taxation, United Nations, and on and on and on we go. Let me just continue with this article. Whether it's the massive amounts of money we spend on the war machine or the fact that we still don't know what happened on September 11th, the values and priorities of the American people must be reflected in the public policy we pursue. I do not believe that in this case today there are specifics. I do not believe that in this case today there are specifics reasons why. Misprint there. It should be singular, not plural. I have long said that the black body politic is comatose, unable to sustain itself after massive infusion of COINTELPRO-type clean Negroes who don't truly provide representation for a body of people in need. Wonder if she's referring to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton Sharpton, or maybe Obama. The black body politic is comatose. I have also said that the prescription for the black body politic is radical surgery, so too, now, I believe, is the case with the American body politic, the extreme corruption of our political system by the greedy, unseen hand that comfortably operates in the back rooms of power is turning our heroes into caricatures of themselves. Why can't we know the truth about 9/11 and this war on terror? Why can't we immediately repeal the Secret Evidence Law, the Patriot Act, and the Military Tribunals Act? Why can't we get back that $2.3 trillion Rumsfeld admits is missing and use it to fully fund education, health care, and infrastructure? Now, let me stop right here, because what Cynthia McKinney has done is almost like, unlike any politician in Washington, D.C., they start screwing with her. But you can see in the body of this story that she still has a problem here with this Marxist idea. If you want to know the real problem, okay, and I'm going to be honest here. If you want to know the real problem here that white people have had with blacks in this country is because most of the blacks in this country carry the Marxist propaganda. The Democrats have been hijacked by the Marxists, the communists, call them what you will. Apparently, this neocon problem, it wasn't just something that cropped up, you know, for imperialism and, well, the empire. This goes back to the 50s, ladies and gentlemen, about the same time, ironically, that the Democrats were flipped into some progressive kind of idea that we do away with the Constitution and we have a wealth distribution program and, you know, communism. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, it's socialism. That's what the world order is all about. You have the bankers and the corporations and the governments as a triad controlling all. It's not going to be communism because communism doesn't produce anything. And these New World Order taskmasters, they do like their toys and they like their wealth. You don't want a bunch of people sitting around not producing anything. It doesn't generate them any wealth. To have us sitting on little plantations growing little patches of rice or little potato farm or whatever doesn't bring them wealth. Socialism, you still have the rats in the mill cranking and chugging away, generating stuff, and of course the state takes most of it and then redistributes it. But the problem here with that is that it wouldn't be communism, it would be socialism, because communism doesn't produce. It just doesn't. So in order to have their new world order governments, worldwide governments, they are going to have a system where the corporations are still going to be there. Corporations do what, folks? They make products and services and so on and so forth. Well, who are you going to sell those products and services to? Communist? Well, the communists aren't going to have any money because they don't produce anything. Ah, that's right. So, you know, in the screed, and I have to mention this. I just can't run through this without making mention of this stuff. McKinney, you still see this deep background in her coming forth. You know, I mean, get back the $2.3 trillion to fully fund education and health care. Fund health care. Is she talking about what? National health care here? It wasn't until the government got involved with the companies that the healthcare system really got whacked out of shape. Oh, and let's not forget the attorneys that came on board. You know, 75% of the dollars paid into your insurance company, That's money for them, their profit, and their overhead. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We are back. All righty. We must get this microphone fixed. They're asking poor, devastated university students to return their Hurricane Katrina money, but I don't see anybody going after Blackwater mercenaries, the law enforcement officials who took federal money and then denied Katrina survivors safe passage over public thoroughfares. They're not going after Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, whose incompetent behavior directly led to the delayed response causing as yet unmitigated pain and suffering on the people of New Orleans, and whose continued bumbling results in one of the largest depopulations of an American city in memory. And by the way, I said this right from the outset, you know, that's what lent credence to the possibility that those dikes were kind of helped to collapse down there to get rid of the Ninth Ward, because they were mostly all poverty or below poverty level people there. And I said, watch what happens, what real estate developers want to roll in. I mean, property down there, it's prime property, folks. That's New Orleans. So why not get rid of maybe some undesirable people that are taking up some pretty prime property, and let's move them out of the way? She goes on to say, why can't we know if there were explosions along the levees, as historically was done before to safeguard certain parts of New Orleans? She mentions the explosions. The reason we can't get answers to our questions and doubts linger is because our leadership today isn't just what it used to be. The current state of Black America didn't arise only because of Republican policies, despite the election of thousands of Black elected officials since passage of the Voting Rights Act. Nearly half of the Black men in New York City between the ages of 16 and 64 are unemployed, according to the New York Times. It will take over 200 years for Black Chicagoans to catch up to quality of life enjoyed by white Chicagoans, according to a Hull House Loyola University report. It'll take 1,664 years for Blacks in this country to achieve homeownership rate equal to that of whites. Racial disparities on infant mortality, family income, unemployment, police stops, imprisonment, and more have not been eliminated, and in most cases are worse today than in the time of the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. People of color have less wealth, less network, work longer hours with insecure pensions and stagnant wages. And now will all Americans do also. We've got to do something different because we can't stand any more of this. So what do? It's still the same. My engineer's on the phone to the producer, which is making signals at me. Sorry about that, folks. This is revolutionary in its impact. And so I will be fought even more fiercely than I've already been fought. And I'm not sure what that means. And all I wanted to do was to improve the lot of people of color in the U.S. and around the world, institute the kind of respect for human rights at home and abroad that would change the policies of our government toward the global community, including American people, and make the U.S. government accountable to the taxpayers for the way it spends their dollars. Now, that's all I wanted to do, and you see what's happened to me. And basically, folks, it was what did it to Cynthia McKinney was her questioning 9/11. I mean, that's all you have to do as a politician to go against the grain on that deal, and you'll be outed quicker than anything. And she comes up with no revolutionary ideas here. So what was the real threat? Yeah, it was 9/11. Now, she goes on to say it would be nice if we could count on somebody else to do it for us, and we'd all join that person and make it happen. But I reluctantly say, if there is no one else that will do it, then I'll guess I'll have to do it too, just like the articles of impeachment. Finally, I have a complete belief in the young people of our country and their ability to lead the kind of change that I'm talking about. After all, it was the young people from just a few generations ago who faced attack dogs, water hoses, police beatings, and lynch mobs. They sat at lunch counters across the country and stood up for our country. And they won, and I know we can do it again. Now, folks, this is not an easy subject matter to talk about on the air, because what it does is it runs contrary to people's programming. Blacks in this country, ladies and gentlemen, were doing a very, very fine job of starting to assimilate into and become a part of American culture. Until some brainiacs came along and said, well, wait a minute, we're special, we've got dispensation here, we're African Americans. Any more than I run around saying I'm an Italian American and I want special rights. There was a time, starting to get into university, great thinkers, doers, becoming doctors, professors, starting to teach at colleges. There was a time where blacks were making inroads into this culture, and we were all getting along pretty well. And there are groups out there that saw to it that that was not going to happen, and it served their purposes. As long as a house divided, it has a possibility of falling. But also, ladies and gentlemen, more importantly, when you have a house divided, we can't get together and talk about the real problems and real solutions. So the black-white issue was played up for years and years and years, and you still have black leaders out there like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and the lot that instead of what are the similarities between people, no matter what your color, what are your needs, what are your emotional needs, or whatever else, They're always explaining the differences. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Program call-in number is 800-313-9443. You can call if you so desire. And I think I just figured this out. There we go. Okay. All right. Folks, to keep this country divided, just like how politics has kept people divided, and what a better way to do it? As I said, you know, let's bring in the neocon agenda. You know, for years and years and years, it was, well, the Republicans, they stand for big business. Ah, it's the Democrats that stand for the small person. And you start hearing terms that you never heard before. You know, things like progressive ideas, things of that nature. Well, you know, a country as big as we are and as rich as we are and as powerful, aren't we big enough to give the people some? Well, that's deconstructing our form of government and doing wealth redistribution. That is socialism. And then we've got the neocons or the empire builders that come in And then what we'll do is faction off the people. Well, we'll have little commies on the left, and we'll have the neocons on the right. And then you saw, then you saw this mixing of, no, I'm talking about you, not the board, you. Okay. Then you saw this mixing of well, people would become more moderate. They wouldn't jump from one ship to another, but, well, they would kind of pick up the ideas across the aisle. And this has been the tool to keep people divided in this country, that political paradigm. And we've got a cure for it. We had it when this country, its inception, it was called the Constitution. You know, that didn't allow for wealth redistribution. That didn't allow for empire building. So both sides of the aisle threw it right out the window with the baby and the bathwater. Ah, now we get to play political games. You know what I call politics nowadays, ladies and gentlemen? The void, the absence of the Constitution. And then everything is up for debate. Everything can be brought up so we can scratch each other's eyes out. I mean, it is just amazing, and it continues to this day. You know, it's astounding to me that we'll teach them to be good little communists, or we'll teach them to be good little neocons, but we won't teach them to be good little constitutionally minded Americans, which is the reason why this country got as big and as bad as it did, and why we were at one time the envy of the entire world instead of the most hated and despised country on the planet Earth, why we were once really the richest nation, and now we have become the greatest debtor nation in recorded history. There are reasons why this is happening. And you have your, oh gosh, I mean, and it doesn't matter. I mean, pick your flavor. You know, are you, and I'm talking about the generally dumb public out there that don't know beans from Shinola, what's driving all of this. And they'll listen to their favorite Marxist talk show host, or they'll listen to their neocon talk show host, a Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh or whatever the case may be. And that's where their mindset comes from. That's where their opinions are formed. You know, for years and years and years, just about everybody in the Patriot movement told you one thing. Don't listen to me and take it verbatim. Don't take it to the bank. Take what we're saying and then check it out for yourself. Some of the biggest people that were against the alternative media or the Patriot community or movement in this country, call it what you will, most of the most ardent people in the Patriot movement were once people that looked at this and said the same thing that I'm sure you've heard 1,000 times. You're full of malarkey. That can't be right. You're just, oh, now the term is conspiracy theorist, but before you were just whacked out. You were on drugs, or you were a disenfranchised person, or you were just angry, and you were striking out at anything. No, what we've been doing for a number of years, ladies and gentlemen, is mapping out, spelling out in exhaustive detail exactly what the overall plan is. And we are right at the precipice. We're about ready to fall into that abyss. And we still have people out there playing games. You know, Kurt Maynard said that the Machiavelli at work in the mainstream media, he says, you want to understand how the media is misused to assassinate the character of good men? Before I get into this, by the way, I watched, who's the guy on HBO? Think of his name here in a second. Dan Rather was on the program. Somebody used to be a correspondent for the Pentagon, and then some comedian was on. And Dan Rather, on the issue of what has happened to the media in this country, oh, he admits it's not responsive. On the program, they admitted that, you know, just 10 years ago, almost 70% of the people in this country read newspapers. Now, today, it's less than 29%. People would tune into the evening news to get the Dan I'd Rather, or before that, the Walrus Crankcase. I'm sorry, Walter Cronkite, which is a globalist himself. And I just love the tag that shows up on the Discovery Channel or the Discovery Channel that says, you know, the world is changing. Are you watching? You know, this little wry grin on his face. Yeah, that's because he's part of the global problem. He's been a proponent of it all these years. But I was rather struck of what Dan I'd Rather said, that, well, yeah, the media has changed because it's more about entertainment now. They figured out that entertainment sells better than the news does. And I thought about that for a minute, and I thought, Dan, I know you're down here in Austin. I know you're living out there on the lake. I hope you're listening to the program today. You're 75 years old. Before you leave planet Earth, are you going to have an epiphany? Are you going to try to get your soul back? Because if a lot of people are right, guess where you're going, my friend? To hell. An eternity is a very, very long time. I was waiting for Dan Rather to say, well, in order to control the information in this country, the news media has had to be taken over, and this isn't just what happened. A new vision of how to deliver the news is in a more entertaining way, and he even made mention of the fact of the latest news stories and how much they're just absolutely running to the ground. Absolutely non-informational news is what it is. Yeah, I guess you could say it's infotainment or whatever. But my God, I was waiting for this man for once in his life to speak the truth. He didn't. The media is controlled in this country for one very special reason. That's to keep anything factual out of the basic American person's head. No truth, no logic, no real debate, no real issues with real fact being brought up and discussed. Period. And you've been in the news business all these years, and that's the discovery that you came to, that, well, entertainment-style news sells better than just a straight news? I don't ever remember Edward R. Murrow having a problem with an audience. And I hearken back to the days of, like, people like Joe Farah with WorldNet Daily that claims to have 8 million subscribers to WorldNet Daily, or at least 8 million people that regularly go to WorldNet Daily. When you remember Joe Farah when he first came on scene, it was pretty much cutting-edge stuff. A lot of stuff that would be discussed on this program or programs like it. Well, then something very mysterious happened. You know, I used to use the term, say it ain't so, Joe. Say you haven't sold out. But I guess things are getting bad enough that, well, things are starting to turn a little bit here in the WorldNet Daily world. I guess a matter of course, it has to. Things aren't going to get any better. They're going to get a whole lot worse. But the real reasons as to why they're getting worse kind of was left out of the screed for quite some time. I didn't mean to jump down that rabbit hole, but according to Maynard, he said, you want to understand how the media is misused to assassinate the character of good men, while at the same time advancing the agenda of a small elite group of criminals intent on keeping us ignorant as possible? All you need to do is watch the television with a critical eye. Bear in mind that it is a propaganda device and your entertainment is not its primary purpose. Concepts like right-wing, left-wing, liberal, conservative no longer have any relevance. The media has essentially hijacked the role of spokesperson for these issues and uses them only to keep us divided in relatively small groups that are of no threat to the established order. Now, how does this work? The CBC reported a year ago, in bold headlines, Canadian Jewish groups happy about Zundel charges waiting for conviction. So what is Ernst Zundel guilty of, according to the German prosecutors? Zundel, according to Germany's Injustice Ministry, is known internationally as a leader of the right-wing scene. Yep, that's the best they can do. Leader of the right-wing scene. Apparently, the German prosecutors haven't been paying attention to their own leftist rhetoric, as Americans and their neocons are, in fact, the leaders of the right-wing scene these days, And the neocons are no friends of Ernst Zundel or of anybody else that would believe in freedom and fact and, you know, forget the other stuff. According to Joseph Stromberg, the neocons have been the leaders of the right wing since the mid-50s onward. Jeffrey Steinberg refers to the neocons as leaders of the right wing, as does Jim Loeb, who even goes so far as to refer to the neocons as representative of the extreme right. George Bush is the president of the United States of America, so we could, despite appearances, call him a leader. If we wanted to, and just about every Democrat in this country refers to Bush as right wing, so the question is, with friends and associates like this, what in the world is Ernst Zundel doing in prison then? The answer, of course, is that the aforementioned Zionists are no friends of Ernst Zundel. In fact, he wouldn't be caught dead associating with such undesirables. One of the problems here, of course, is the American right was hijacked by the left years ago. The transition had never occurred in Germany, leaving us with the inconsistent legacy and the Germans with a bit of explaining to do. Several years ago, as if in recognition of the fact that neoconservatism was a right-wing phenomenon, the American and European left became the bad guy, the anti-Semites, the traitors, etc., etc., ad nauseum. This, of course, amounts to nothing less than a complete and total reversal from the position taken by the media less than 20 years ago, when it was fashionable to blame right-wing nuts for every anti-Semitic incident or innuendo. The reality of the situation is, and perhaps we should look at this from the perspective, the German nation suffers from an acute form of mass schizophrenia brought on by being subjected to contradictory and inconsistent forms of disinformation since World War II. How can I say that? Let me put it as delicately as I can. Germany just sentenced a man to 5 years in prison because he believes that the official version of the Holocaust has been distorted for nefarious purposes. Is that what a modern democracy should do? Considering the following words, truth needs no law to support it. Truth is self-evident to all throughout history. Only lies and liars have resorted to the courts to enforce an adherence to dogma. Now consider the words of Len Rudner, director of the Community Relations for the Canadian Jewish Congress, and an advocate of free speech, if we are to believe Now Toronto, an online news magazine. Quoting, certainly we're very pleased that the German prosecutors have charged Mr. Zundel, but it's a successful prosecution that will go a long way to completely discredit Ernst Zundel. Folks, the verdict is already in. Ernst Zundel was unjustly convicted in a neo-Bolshevik show trial and has been given 5 years in prison. Zundel went down fighting, and by doing so he exposed the entire racket, but you weren't allowed to observe or hear about that. All you got to do is read the verdict, because that's all they want you to know about, guilty as charged. Now, Zundel was a free speech champion, a modern-day Galileo, if you will, and no matter what befalls him in Germany over these next 5 years, he'll always be remembered for championing the cause of truth in the future. You can bet on that. The man's clarion call is no surrender. And this is just to demonstrate, ladies and gentlemen, what exactly has been going on? The mass manipulators. How do you manipulate the lemmings out there to get them herded in one direction, to get them to jump off of a cliff if that's what you so desire them to do? You put your people in control of certain areas of the government. You put them in control of the curriculum and what is taught at university. You put them in control of a lot of different things. You begin the mind, you begin the mind molding out there, like Rockefeller once said, minds of clay in which to mold. Because your brain, when you're born, it's zero. It's probably got some imprints, but that come from your mama. The rest of the stuff, once you're born, that's what you ingest. That's how you become you, your perceptions, the information, the input into your brain. Another thing that must be done is you must take control of the mass communications. Most important. And on that subject about controlling the communications, And one person said this on the story, that from the outset, they said that Bill Gates or somebody connected with him has apparently worked out a deal with the Anti-Defamation League designed to kill Internet radio broadcasting for anybody using the new Vista version of Windows. Now, the ADL has been trying to pass the legislation for years now, talking about hate crimes and everything else, but specifically this. And the legislation is designed to end free speech in this country. They have found a very clever way to do it because the Internet was supposed to be the future of radio broadcasting. Fortunately, proud owners of the Windows XP version, like myself, and I use it as well, can continue, at least for now. Eventually, Microsoft will cripple the critical Windows updates for XP users, or some methodology will be employed to put Internet radio broadcasters out of business. It's absolutely imperative that you folks out there tune into alternative news networks while you still have the chance to, because free speech may be coming to a grinding halt quicker than you can imagine. Enjoy the privilege while it exists. Come back with a story by Kevin Smith on the Vista and the death of Internet freedom right after this break. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Bill Gates is the richest man in the history of the planet. That's okay with me. I strongly support the capitalistic principles that have built the richest nation on Earth. But how Bill Gates has come to have more money than other countries have is a cause for great concern amongst those who love freedom of speech, freedom of information, freedom of the media, and freedom in general. Freedom for individuals depends upon freedom of the press. Without freedom of the press, the population is easily manipulated with propaganda. For over a decade, it has appeared that the press in America has been far less than free. It would appear that the press has been strongly manipulated by corporate bosses, and the slanting of the news has become so obvious that the public has left mainstream media by the millions. Any and every overt attempt to manipulate the media in America would be met with such resistance that no administration could withstand it. No legislator in his right mind would ever suggest that the press should be less than free. Such a suggestion would bring the fires of the media hell down upon his head. But what if the private businessman were to make a decision that would effectively bring about the death of Internet broadcasting? That would be free enterprise decision made in the private sector and without governmental interference. There have been great grumblings since the days of the Clintons that there is some vast right-wing conspiracy manifesting itself in talk shows non-supportive of the Clinton policies. And by the way, a little adjunct to this, what did Hillary just say again last week? Oh, there's a vast right-wing conspiracy here in America. That's a little communist talking about the neocons. Thank you very much, you cast iron bitch. And I don't apologize for that. Let me tell you something, folks. I don't apologize. I could be a lot cruder about that. That's my nice way of referring to Hillary Clinton. There is somebody that might have a real shot of becoming president in 2008. Not because, and my opposition to this is not because she's a woman. It's because who Hillary Clinton really is. If there was ever a card-carrying communist, you ever saw one, that's her. And she has a lot of people bamboozled. A lot of people walked away from her, but she still has a lot of people out there in her little support group. The Internet exploded with diatribes against the Clintons. That much is true. There were massive growth in the Internet broadcasting, much of it aimed squarely at the dynamic duo residing in the White House. But that was not a result of conspiracy. It was the result of technology finally making it possible for people who had been ignored or stifled to begin getting their voices heard. People who believed that Bill was dishonorable and dishonest could say so openly and with wide effect. Those who believed Hillary to be a communist at heart could say so with wide effect. But that explosion of bile was not a conspiracy. It was the vocalization of the opinions of many millions of people who finally had a means of being heard. The same type of heated talk has flooded Internet talk shows since G.W. Bush was elected, then reelected. Some say stolen twice the election. It is not a conspiracy. It is freedom. Freedom is very uncomfortable for those who are elected. The very people who elect you then armchair quarterback everything you do. I'll continue this into the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, and take your calls. We'll do some more news and information that I have not been able to do because I've had a lot of scheduled guests out. We'll take your phone calls also at 800-313-9443. Somebody call David France and tell him to turn up the shortwave power. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, folks.
Take America back.